on an annual basis, the EU seeks out urban areas or regions, competitive regions for this competition. It's an extremely competitive award. Some of the previous winners would be cities like Barcelona. 2 years ago, Lisbon won it. And of course, Lisbon now is famous for hosting the Web Summit. So it's an extremely prestigious award. The Regional Assembly with our partners in the Western Development Commission, Enterprise Ireland, the local enterprise offices, and fronted by an Taoiseach at the time, Enda Kenny, and Minister Ring, led the application over the last 5 or 6 months. And only last week we were informally notified of the success. Really what it means for the region is that, I suppose, most importantly, our business people, I suppose the risk takers, the people who work in our small companies and businesses in towns, in our communities, get the recognition that they deserve. Sometimes our region, the West, the Northwest, is sometimes considered a region that is lagging behind the rest of the country and possibly Europe. For me, the reality is very different. When you start to see the numbers of incubation centres and enterprise spaces, and you start to see there's a new vibrancy in a lot of our towns, and I think that's coming from entrepreneurship. I think our young people particularly are starting to see entrepreneurship not just as things business people do, but actually as a career path.
Awards like this, they commemorate what has been achieved and they acknowledge and recognise what's been achieved. There's also very often an aspirational element in such awards and a recognition of what can be achieved into the future. Is that an element in this particular designation, do you think?
Absolutely. You know, I listen to your radio shows quite regularly, and you know, and your station has been, I suppose, shares a similar ambition, in that we have no limits on the ambition of our place. When you see around us, we have a changing world. Technology is transforming communities and places. And I know we have issues. I know that broadband isn't in every spot in our region as much as we'd like, but we have excellent broadband. We have excellent infrastructure, and I think we're perfectly placed to take part or to craft a vision for Ireland into the future. And actually, places like Donegal in the northwest can bring Ireland into 2040 with titles like this. And we need people in Dublin, in the rest of the country, to hear our story. You know, and the story is very simple. When you look at places like Tel Aviv in Israel, they have 15 entrepreneurs per square kilometre. They're known globally as the startup city in the world. We have more entrepreneurs per capita in this region. Although it's a more rural and it's a more peripheral region, we have more entrepreneurs, and we need to start telling that story.
Is the international and national business community going to take heed and listen to that story, given this designation? How much influence, how much cachet does this particular award hold, particularly in terms of attracting people and encouraging and fostering that entrepreneurship that you're trying to encourage?
Yeah, well, when you listen to, I suppose, the experts in global investment and what multinationals are looking for when they invest in a place, and when, you know, the Exchequer is looking to invest in infrastructure, what are they looking for? They're looking for, most importantly, is people and innovation. You know, they want the people to be creative, problem solving, and you know, this is just another. And okay, it's a small title. It's an addition to other titles that we have, like the Adventure Capital, like Donegal has the coolest place on the planet. You know, all of these things help in attracting in investment, but most importantly, I think they help in building the confidence of the young people to say, actually, you know, building on the indigenous success stories that we already have of some of our companies, I can be an entrepreneur, I can create a business from this place, and I can trade, operate globally.